Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein, and I'm delighted to be here with Renu Navali from Intel. Welcome, Renu.
Thank you, Allison. I'm delighted to be here.
So you and I have known each other for a long time, but this is the first time you're on Chip Chat. Why don't you start by just telling the audience a little bit about what you do for Intel?
So I'm Renu Navali, and I work in the Network Platforms Group, which is part of the Data Center Group. And I manage a program called the Intel Network Builders Program, which is an ecosystem program. It's an Intel-led initiative to accelerate SDN and NFV.
Now, we've talked about SDN and NFV a lot on Chip Chat, and network builders, I think it's been around about a year and a half. Why don't you tell us about the current state of the program?
So when the program launched, it launched about 18 months ago. We launched with about 30 partners. We are now today more than four times that size. We have 130 partners. The partners are quite diverse. We have hardware manufacturers, we have design manufacturers, we have operating system and independent software vendors. And most importantly, we also have orchestration and OSS, BSS companies that are another critical piece or an element to this whole network transformation.
So we've been talking about NFV for a long time, and early conversations were about the vision of the technology and really the infrastructure delivery. It seems like now people are talking more about interoperability and the management of solutions, as well as how solutions are getting to market. What has it been like for you in watching this transition within the ecosystem vendors? And what have you seen in terms of trends that maybe you were expecting or trends that are surprising to you?
Sure. So when the program started, it was about having point solutions based on Intel technology. So we had, you know, for example, Company A optimizing their solution on, you know, DPDK or our processors. What we're seeing over time now is we'll have close to four or five different companies actually coming together pretty organically. I've had a very recent instance where I had four companies and one of them pick up the phone and call me and say, hey, we want to do this. This is one of the NFV use cases. All four of us are getting together to do it and it's on Intel technologies. Do you want to be part of it? And I'm like, of course. I mean, you're all network builder partners. And so we were totally, including Intel, five companies working together to interoperate to create an NFV solution for one of the use cases and eventually get service provider endorsement. And we even got one of the service providers to endorse that particular POC. So we're seeing it evolving into multi-vendor interoperable POCs that are eventually going into trials and then eventually into deployment.
I've been talking to some of the partners and it's almost like, oh, the places you'll go. It seems like NFV has a number of different utilization models within the network, from the core of the network to the edge. And can you describe some of those for us?
Sure. In fact, one of the use cases that we have was around policy control and policy management. As NFV becomes, you know, virtualized, you know, network functions, you're talking about software functions that are a part of the virtual machines and the network infrastructure, you also need policy control and management to be part of that in order for all the virtual network functions to work together. There's another demo actually in the Intel booth. It's about end-to-end NFV orchestration. So that's another interesting use case where it kind of takes it right from VNFs, you know, in the node, right up to the orchestration layer. So there are a variety of these different types of end-to-end use cases that are coming together right now.
When you look at this transformation, what does it mean for telco providers in terms of their business models?
You know, when it started off, it was about OPEX and CAPEX. I think it still is about OPEX and CAPEX, but more importantly, it's becoming more about services agility. How can they quickly deploy services to their end customers? How can they increase their ARPU per user or their revenue per user? And how can they kind of be competitive in terms of providing the best types of services to their consumers?
You talk about the collaboration and the nature of collaboration in network builders. Why is that so critical when it comes to industry standard technologies like NFV?
You know, if you look at what NFV is about, it's about, you know, proprietary or purpose-built solutions moving to kind of a more of an open general purpose computing right now based on Intel architecture, Intel processors. But as part of that general purpose computing solutions, it's all open-based, open source, open standards, open interfaces, and an open ecosystem around that. And it's not possible for, you know, one company to kind of accomplish this entire network transformation. It's really the entire industry ecosystem that needs to get mobilized around these open source or open standards and open interfaces for it all to kind of come together.
We're recording this interview at Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, which is kind of the week of the year for the networking arena. Talk about what MWC means for the network builders programs and what are your partners doing here this week?
So we have 130 partners in our program, and we actually went through the list to see who's demoing here. And we have close to 80 of the 130 partners actually demoing in either their own booths or at the Intel booth. And the demos are ranging from, you know, hey, what's a NFV smart pipe on IA to end-to-end orchestration services. I just met with a company that does OSS, BSS, and anything with billing and operations is another very, very critical part of NFV. No CIO will allow for the network to be transformed if his operations and billing is not secure. So I think we're seeing a gamut of solutions that are truly representative of this end-to-end nature of NFV.
As we look forward into the rest of 2015, what is it that Network Builders brings to the table for all of the partners in terms of helping accelerate this technology transition?
In addition to, you know, marketing and technology enabling on Intel products and technologies, one of the things we're really dialing up the focus for 2015 is matchmaking. All of our partners are also looking to our program to say, hey, show me the money, where's the business value, and how can we generate more business, you know, not only for Intel, but also for all our partners. I think it's really about value generation for the entire ecosystem. So we're really looking to gear the program to having multiple summits over the year where we've redesigned, you know, some of our website portals to facilitate matchmaking. And we're really going to have many of our partner managers as well focus more on the matchmaking, especially with our end customers.
You hit exactly where I was going next, which is what is the role of the end customer in this program? And does their role become more important as we move forward?
Absolutely. In fact, we have three of our end customers who have joined Network Builders, and the primary reason being, one, they can lead and influence the mindshare, which is the ecosystem community. They can be close to the ecosystem community to collaborate with them, share the requirements of the solutions that they want to deploy, share it with the ecosystem upfront so that they can have the ecosystem community building solutions that they need. And even looking into the ecosystem community to seeing what are the gaps that they have in their solutions that they can look for pieces or parts of the solution from the ecosystem.
So it's a huge tool to access what's available today and influence what will be available tomorrow.
Absolutely.
When you think about Network Builders in the next year, what would be success?
I think success would be when we have our POCs or reference architectures that we've worked on actually become deployed solutions. They actually go through the whole process of lab trial or network trial and become actually deployed solutions. So the more and more we can have our ecosystem partners used in actually deployed solutions, that becomes success for the program as well as for Intel when there's value in the whole entire ecosystem supply chain.
We talked for the first time about NFV 2 years ago at Mobile World Congress. This is a really fast rate of innovation for this industry compared to what they normally do. What do you think is driving that?
I think it's the economics, right? Telco economics, services agility, all of that, the Internet of Things, the demands we are putting on our own, you know, little devices that we have with media, video, data, all of that, I think is driving this whole transformation. They know that they have to transform the infrastructure if they have to keep up with the fact that there's going to be 50 billion devices pretty soon tweeting and sending video and data all over the place.
Renu, thank you so much for spending time with us today. If folks are listening online, how can they get more information about the Network Builders program and how can they connect with you?
If you want more information on Intel Network Builders, you can visit our website at networkbuilders.intel.com. You can also contact us at contact@networkbuilders.intel.com.
Thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Allison.